it.
Yeah, Riff Squad 2021 coming to you from Riff City. The soundtrack is Riff Squad. The podcast is called Riff City. Used to have a podcast called Riff Board.
Correct.
I think everybody is up to speed. If this is your first time listening, I really recommend you to go back to the beginning and listen to the first episode and just kind of binge it all the way through. Every episode is about 30 minutes at the most. You know, it's kind of like a soap opera. You got to listen. You got to follow along. There's going to be stuff referenced in early episodes that will be funny if you listen all the way through.
That's right.
Just trying to, you know, give people a heads up. I've been advertising.
Leave a review. You know,
I dropped a couple bucks on Facebook advertising for the Riff City.
Whoa.
Trying to get some people to click on it. We had about 20 clicks so far. That's pretty good.
Nice.
We sold a t-shirt, bro. We sold it.
Split the money.
Yeah, dude, we sold a first shirt. I mean, when I started this podcast, I said I just wanted a vehicle to sell shirts, and we did it.
Yeah,
we sold a shirt. You sell a shirt today. Woo! You know how it is. You go in the restaurant, they got that dollar bill frame. Our first dollar. That's where we're at.
We got to get our first dollar frame.
We got to get our first dollar frame, bro.
What's more, we gotta take a screenshot and then get the screenshot shaved.
We turn that first dollar into a non-fungible token. Token?
All right.
Token.
Non-fungible.
Non-fungible token. I'm non-fungible.
Non-fungible toke.
Non-fungible token. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there's no funges on my tugs, dude. I know exactly what you're saying, brother.
Zip.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, this shit just fucking comes in so hard. See ya. Yeah, dude, let's get some non-fungible tokens, dude. Let's get some fucking, you know, we need to take a screenshot of that first sale and then get it printed out. And you send it to me, I'll get it printed out on my end, get a little frame, and we'll frame our first buck digitally.
Okay.
Whoa, aggressive, dude, aggressive ass throat, dude. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I had some cheese earlier. Anytime I have any cheese, I get a little phlegmy.
Oh, dude, fucking gross. sorry, man. I had cheese, so my whole fucking voice is jacked.
I've been talking to the station manager here at WRIF, The Riff, and WRIF. They said we need to make sure we get to Terry quicker on our episodes.
Oh, okay, for sure, yeah. Oh, there he is.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, Terry.
Hey, I mean, I didn't say anything to the general manager. It just kind of, you know, people were like, why isn't Terry on the show more?
Right.
I don't know if people were writing Yelp reviews. Do people write Yelp still?
I think they do, Ter.
Yeah, I'm just coming over to the downtown area. Looks like, looks like everything is going pretty smooth down there. It looks like they're having a sausage fest.
Oh, nice. It must be the annual sausage fest down there in downtown Riff City. What are you seeing from up there, Ter?
Well, a surprisingly lot of women at the sausage fest this year.
Oh, wow. Good, Ter. Anything else?
There's a guy dressed up as a giant sausage. He's doing the Macarena.
That's him. That's Mark the Sausage.
And Mark the Sausage, he's a pretty popular character. And it looks like traffic's pretty clear right now. So if you want to get down to downtown and go to the Sausage Fest, bring your kids. And maybe bring your pooches. I think they have some sausage friendly sausages. For dogs.
Yeah, they're probably dog-friendly sausages. They're probably doing the wiener race down there, the wiener dog race.
I think there's a tent. I can see it's snossages. Remember that, snossages?
I do, Tear. I remember snossages.
Looks like snossages has their own tent down there.
Every year. Yeah.
Well,
humans can't eat those. Is that correct, Tear?
It depends on if you're on a budget.
Whoa, Terry, here he is. That's what I love to hear.
All right, I'm gonna circle back and check with you guys later today.
All right, Terry.
All right.
Love you.
All right, there we go. Wow. That was Terry giving us a quick update. What's happening in Rift City right now? There's the Sausage Fest.
I love the Sausage Fest every year.
Yeah, I heard
Mark the Sausage down there.
I heard Third Eye Blind is the headliner this year.
Third year in a row. Yeah. They've kind of become a mainstay there at the Sausage Fest in Rift City.
We also, I guess, on the side stage, we got Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Wow. I haven't heard of them in quite some time.
Yeah. They're gonna.
What was their song?
I think In the Afterlife.
Well, I don't know what that sounds like. Why don't you hit me with a couple bars, Cheese Throat?
I don't know. It was like a swing.
It was a swing. Oh, no, I did. I thought that was Brian Setzer Orchestra.
No. I think
in the afterlife, you could be headed for some serious strife. That one?
Yeah, that was them. Yeah, that was them.
Yeah, that shit kind of bangs, actually.
Yeah, that was like a year where there people were like, we're getting into swing dancing.
Oh, yeah, like in the early 2000s.
People got wilded out.
Well, I know the name of this episode has got to be fucking Cheese Throat, dude. I mean, it is wild.
Cheese Throat.
Yeah, it is wild, dude. I've never seen something like this. I feel like if I was around you, I'd take you to the hospital. Are you okay?
Just two throat clears, and all of a sudden we got a whole issue.
Yeah, no, just being dramatic, bro. You sound good, you look good, you know, whatever, because of shit. We're just playing around.
Yeah. Hey, you just got back from Cleveland.
Land of the Cleve, and, home of the Braves.
And what'd you get into up there? Did you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, but I bird scootered right past it when we were going down to the water.
There you go. You're right by
it. Me and Lee Bird scootered all around before the Sunday show. Right. Saturday night, we didn't really do anything. We got in, kind of got to the hotel, which was sick. It's like you're on the Titanic or something. We stayed at this big, dope Hyatt. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And then we ate Shake Shack because we don't have one in Cincinnati. And then we kind of just, you know, did the show. The show was awesome. Posted a clip from it on my Instagram if anybody's interestado. And then me and Lee got up and we had to get out of the hotel, but we had a show that night, so we just had to loaf around. And dude, we went to Little Italy. I go to the same place in Cleveland every time I go in Little Italy. It's called Presti's. It's like cafeteria style Italian with a full bakery. It's all homemade and it's pretty cheap. And we went and I was wearing a white t-shirt. This green button-up shirt I'm wearing, and I had a red jacket on, and I realized I was dressed like the flag of Italy.
Yeah. I'm surprised somebody
I blew it.
I'm surprised somebody nobody didn't give you a anything. Waste management contract.
Yeah, dude, nobody made me throw on an apron and start catering. I don't know what happened, but I'm an Italian dude dressed like the flag of Italy in Little Italy, and I was like, dude, I suck, man. I need to, like, go take a bath or something, you know? I was like, what is going on here?
You didn't find
– I didn't do it on purpose.
And was there, like, an Italian grandma-type lady there that took you under her wing?
She, like, pinched my cheeks and told me I was the best and nobody would be better than me. You know? No, it was cool. Then me and Lee ripped bird scooters around for a little bit. Oh, we went to the art museum and we went to the Lakeview Cemetery where John Rockefeller is buried.
Oh, you try to dig up that money? Give me that money, bitch.
Yeah. Dude, people leave dollars on his grave. People leave pennies. They leave dollars. they leave a bunch of money on his grave. I don't know if it's some urban legend that, like, if you give John Rockefeller money, you. But I wasn't giving him any more fucking money, dude.
Nah, I would have dug. I would have dug up that guy and seen what sort of jewels he got on those fucking hands.
Dude, he's buried right next to just a indiscriminate with no name on it headstone that says baby.
Oh, that's a real bummer there.
yeah, dude. There's no money on baby's grave. I was like, what the fuck? Super weird. The cemetery's really sick. And oh, I sent you on Instagram a picture of that headstone with WAITE on there.
Wait,
I
was like, yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, I mean, there's other people out there that have my last name that have left the earth. They've left their coil and they've passed on to really another never plane.
I've never seen your last name spelled that way.
Yeah, I have.
Well, okay. Yeah, but it's not fairly, it's not common.
I mean, when I worked at Delta Airlines, I worked at Delta Airlines for 4 years and, you know, we could look up people's, we weren't supposed to do this, but you could look up people's frequent flyer accounts, you know, and I looked, you know, there was other people with my name, David Waite, out there in America.
You could have treated that like a Highlander situation. You're just going around being the only one.
Well, yeah, I guess so. There was some girls that I worked with. They looked up Dave Matthews and then they called the number in there.
Yeah.
And then one time they called Joaquin Phoenix. And then it was like, they were like, we were all like gathered around. And then we're like, what happened? And it was like, oh, it was just his voicemail. And we're like, oh, what did it say? It was like, he said, leave a message.
And everybody's like, oh, lost it.
Yeah.
I heard when Dave Matthews makes a flight reservation. He goes, I hope this plane doesn't crash into the sea. Is that true? Because you worked at Delta.
No. That's not, that didn't happen.
All right. That's simply what I heard, you know? I don't know. I didn't hear it. You know what, dude? Number one, edit me out of this podcast. Number two, sometimes you just got to take a couple swings, dude. And now you're not going to hit a home run every time. But it's also like this fucking lag on the internet. I mean, if the timing was there, you would have really seen a phoenix rise. But you know, I blame it on everything. Yo. Crash into the sea.
Stop that.
Oh my God. Do you like Dave Matthews Band? Do you like all that fucking shit where people wear curtains and dance in the grass? Do you like Dave Matthews Band?
Because he's got a little bit too much violin for me. And then that.
Oh, right. You're not a big violin guy.
And it's like he wears his guitar up too high on his chest. I find that to be annoying.
Yeah. It's playing like his nipples.
Yeah, it's like way too high up on him. Like it's like he got like Dave Matthews, his first guitar he got was the strap was too short or something. And
and that's how he learned.
Yeah. I mean, you're like,
yeah.
You know, I like a guy that the guitar's hung a little bit slung lower, you know, because it seems like a rock and roll and, you know, It does when the guitar's up here. It seems like you're about to teach band. You're like a band teacher,
right, yeah.
And you're like, "This is like how a guitar works." And you're like, "That's not how a guitar works." Yeah. And I find his voice to be a little bit grating.
Man, yeah, I don't like his voice either. Yeah, it's too much. You kind of hit a Michael McDonald. You're hitting Michael McDonald levels, which is good.
Michael McDonald is more like.
He gets high. She came from somewhere back in her long. That guy fucking rips, dude. I mean, shit, man. White Soul?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, White Soul. He came in. He's like Michael McDonald. I know a lot of people look at him and they think of like Kenny Rogers and shit because they both got like white hair. But, dude, have you seen Kenny Rogers?
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, Kenny Rogers. He died in the middle of the pandemic. I don't think he died of the COVID, or maybe he did, or what? Who knows? He might have not.
Wait, Kenny Rogers died?
Yeah, buddy. He knew when to fold him. He was like locked indoors. No, locked indoors, well, shutting it down, bro.
Dude, he didn't know when to fold him because he literally plastered his skin to his head.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Yeah.
He had so much plastic surge, and White Soul Michael McD went with zero surge.
I mean, yeah, men don't need that. I mean, nobody really needs that. I mean, maybe if you could get that shit where nobody knows it, then do it. You know what I mean? The real good The real good plastic surgery, you never even know it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that bullshit with like, you know, the Kardashians setting the beauty standard. Now all the ladies are kind of bucking against that T. But, you know, it's also like, dude, the older you get, when you get surge to look younger, you look fucking brutal, dude. Brutality.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're just getting a nip and a tuck and nobody can tell, then do it. If you got the coin, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, get a nip, get a tuck. It doesn't matter, but I mean, fuck, man.
They're actually, Kenny now Rogers that I think about it, don't do it. Imagine if you spent like $100,000 on fucking plastic surgery. You could fuck.
And you're like, hey, what's up? This is my new nose.
You could imagine all the good you could do for the world. Instead, you got a fucking plastic face. You could fucking peel off. You could buy a fucking $100,000 worth of rainforest, you know?
I mean, let's be honest, though. The people that are looking in the mirror and going, I need a new nose, aren't peeling off to the rainforest.
They should peel off for the rainforest. Maybe they'd have a little bit better karma. They'd have a better life. Maybe they wouldn't look in the mirror and think they were so ugly if they were fucking peeling off a little bit money to save a fucking koala bear or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but, you know, they
maybe,
don't think like
maybe
that.
Maybe when you look in the mirror, you wouldn't see an ugly troll if you were fucking peeling off a couple bucks to save polar bears from drowning. Mm-hmm. They're just out there adrift on a fucking...
In an ideal world, but, you know, plastic surgeons don't drive Ferraris because their clients also give to the great horned owl. You know, it's like they would either get a new chin or a Porsche.
Yeah, and plastic surgeons are also bad people. There's no doubt. Hey, I went to medical school. What can I do with this? I'm going to fucking give ladies huge bazongas.
But the plastic surgery of the people, like, if you're somebody that got, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you got mauled by an ape. And you're
free. That's what I was going to say. You know, bucked off a firework prematurely.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude,
there was a grease fire at the Waffle House and you're getting your face redid. I dig it. You're doing the right thing for the world. But if you fucking trudge through 8 years of medical school and then you get out and you're like, I'm going to give everybody bigger butts.
Yeah.
You're not a good person. There's just no.
There's also literally nothing sexual about it, though.
What?
Like the procedure.
Well, I'm not
like a plastic surgeon.
I'm not saying that they're sexualizing it. I'm just saying that, you know, when you become a doctor, you know, there's like the Hippocratic Oath, the do no harm, right? And you know, the idea that you're becoming a doctor is ultimately to help people, right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, here's how I'm going to help everybody. I'm going to give them fucking big ass melons.
Dude, just to play devil's advocate, though, maybe those dudes go through medical school and they do have good intentions at first. And then they're like, well, I can't control what people want to do with their money. And, you know, like you didn't know you were going to be good at like riffing and whatever. And then one day they're like, oh, that guy can riff. And then you're just the riff guy. What if you went to 8 years of medical school and they're like, Dave, wait, he puts the best butt implants in all of fucking LA.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get their butt done by you. You're the butt guy, not the riff guy.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way with tattoos. You know, I can't really talk.
Tattoo.
You know, it's like some people want big fake bazongs and other people want panthers on their hands. It doesn't.
I'm just saying.
It's all the same shit.
I would say the over under a plastic surgeon being a good hang is probably not, you know, would you want to hang?
Oh, 0%. 0%. Yeah, no, never, never. 0% I want to hang out with a plastic surgeon. I mean, can you imagine the fucking questions that guy gets?
Right.
Whoa. Whoa. Did you know Cleveland had a train?
Hold on. Hey, Terry, did you know that Cleveland had a train? I did not know that. That's my Johnny Carson. I did not know that. That's weird.
That's good. That's good, Terry.
You are
good
correct.
Good to hear from you again.
Terry doing a little bit of Johnny Carson. He's always timely. He has some really.
You know what? He's pretty good at it. Honestly, he's pretty freaking good.
So here we go. This is the hold on. This is the Cleveland as a train portion of the recording. You don't have to cry. You can just tell us more.
Okay. Well, I saw it, and I didn't know they had a train. And the train came through, and I was like, holy shit, they got a fucking train? I should tell Dave about this. I don't know if people know if they have trains or not.
Yeah, they have. You know, that was.
You knew that?
They have like a like an above ground subway or light rail or whatever they call it. I mean, that, you know, the one in Cincinnati, that was the idea, is you put in the loop and then you start spoking it out. And that's what people don't realize. Right. You know, and Cleveland, theirs goes all the way to the airport. So, I mean, I remember when I used to work at Delta, there was one day we flew up to Cleveland from Cincinnati because I could fly for free, a 20-minute flight. And then we landed, and then we took the train downtown, didn't have to rent a car. We fucking noodled around, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, spent the day there. And then we got on like the 7 o'clock flight home, man. We had a fucking Cleveland day. We Ferris Bueller'd Cleveland. We fucking rocked it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fucking real. It rips.
Dude, if you had to get a job again, what job would you get?
Well, I do have a job. I do work at the world famous Comedy Store if you ever come by.
No, but out of comedy.
If I had to get it
out of comedy,
I'd have to get a job where I didn't have to wake up so early. That'd be just the main requirement.
Right.
I wouldn't mind working from like 11 to 7. That wouldn't really, you know, I could do.
Yeah, that's not bad.
11 to 7, I could rip that. That means I could stay up late. I wouldn't have to wake up too early. You get off at 7, you're home. There's still a bunch of time to do shit. I mean, when it's dark, you know, that would kind of blow, but I don't know.
You gotta love the dark, you know.
You ever think about
moving back?
Well, now you're trying to get me to move back. Well, wait, let's see what happens with the Riff City first.
No, I mean, do you ever think about moving back?
I say if the Riff City takes off, we fuck move you out here, bud.
Oh, it's the cheese sneeze. God bless you.
Cheese sneeze.
Yeah, God bless you, young man.
Cheese
sneeze.
I had that queso, man. It just makes me drip, buddy. I get that.
Oh, that queso drip.
That queso drip, buddy.
Yeah, the drip, daddy.
Drip.
You gotta have it sometimes.
A queso drip. It's cut with some peppers. You know what I mean? It's fucking stepped on. It's fucking.
Oh yeah.
It's very fucking power blast you.
That shit 000 cheese style.
You trying to get me to move back? Well, you been talking to my parents? What are you doing here?
Yeah, I've been going over to the Waits every Saturday for dinner. Your dad's cooking burgers. We're devising plans. Now, you know, you look good in a coat. I don't know. You can live here, dude. You got to just buy some jackets.
Yeah, buy a jacket or something.
Daddy! Tell me something, Daddy!
Well, I just want to remind you guys that the word of mouth section's coming up, and I just want to let everybody know that the Johnny Carson... The Johnny Carson tapes are available from Time Life. If you want to check those out, check out the Johnny Carson tapes. A lot of good interviews.
Okay.
Stuff with Dolly Parton. That's all.
Thanks, Terry. All right. Thank you, Terry. That was fucking unbelievable. The Johnny Carson tapes are available, everyone.
Yeah, get a Carson tape.
That's good. I love how much he loves Carson. Huge fan. He still, you know, Terry still doesn't know Johnny Carson died.
Yeah, I believe that. He doesn't keep up. He has a flip phone.
He sure does. We tried to get him to run the helicopter Twitter for Rift City, the news helicopter Twitter, and he had no idea what we were saying.
I know. He was like, is the helicopter twittering? If it is,
yeah,
that's
he laughed.
That's bad. Yeah. We don't want a Twitter noise coming off the helicopter. Yeah. That's some bad stuff.
He called the mechanic immediately. Yes. We had to calm him down.
It was a real.
He thought his job was.
It was
in jeopardy.
A real scene with Terry. You gotta make sure he doesn't. You gotta really slowly introduce him to things.
I'd hate for him to find out Johnny Carson passed away like 22 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd hate that.
Anyways, it's a section that we call word of mouth here. Usually Rand recommends like outside or something, and I recommend something.
No,
like,
I've been doing better, dude. I've been doing better.
All right. Well, I'd like to recommend a movie I watched. It's called Spontaneous. It's about teen comedy, kind of a dark comedy, and the teens. They're at high school. You've seen a high school teen movie. And then all of a sudden, the teens start spontaneously combusting. Boom.
Oh, booyah.
And you know, it starts happening a bunch of them. It's a really funny movie. And it has like a deeper... I recommend you watch it and see what the movie's really about. You know, the movie is actually a bit... I mean, it's funny, but it's about something else. It's about something. You know, they did a pretty good job of hiding it. And my roommates are dopes, and they didn't figure. As soon as I told them what it was about, they'll go, oh, yeah, okay, I see that. So see if you're smarter than my roommates.
Okay. All right.
It's on Amazon. It's on Hulu. Spontaneous.
All
right. Rob Hubel's in it. You know that guy. There's some other people. You recognize. You know,
the Hube.
Yeah. So that's my rec.
Good rec, David. I rec the city of Cleveland. I'm just kidding. My word of mouth this week, what if I just threw up? My God, you got cheese throat, but dude, I got fucking steak sandwich burps.
Ooh.
I recommend as my word of mouth this week a movie I watched that I didn't remember. And it bangs.
All right.
And it's on the Peacock Network. Ooh. I would recommend the entire Peacock Network because it's $4.99 and they got fucking everything on there, Bubba.
That's where
you want to
watch. For people that are thirsty for The Office, that's where they hid The Office.
They hid The Office on there, yeah. But they also got a bunch of really good movies because they're linked up with a bunch of networks.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got a bunch of good. And if you're a wrestlehead, it's got all of the WWE on there. So it used to be the WWE Network was $9.99 a month. Yow!
Yikes.
Jackson. And then Peacock bought them $4.99 a month. You get it all. So I watched Eastern Promises with Viggo Mortensen on there.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you didn't like that movie?
No, I liked it. I remember.
It was wild,
dude. It's a wild movie. He fucks up a lot of people.
Yeah, but you find out the whole time he's whatever. I mean, you just go watch it. I'm recommending it. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to give it away because even I watched it and I did not see what happened coming. I was like, "What the fuck?" It's a very good movie.
And if he
hangs dong in a sauna and fights a bunch of dudes with knives.
Yeah, I mean,
which is pretty sick.
If you want to see that Viggo dong, that's a good wreck.
dude, I can't believe some of the angles they just let him fight in. I was like, dude, that's his butthole. It's crazy, dude. Brown Eye to the Sky. Vigo, he did it. He's a Russian gangster. It's good. It's a good movie. Story's good.
Don't
just watch it for the dom.
I mean, I want to double up my rec, but if you do have the Peacock already, there's a show called Resident Alien that is a real hoot. It has.
Oh, I started watching that. Kelly Collette, a comic here. Yeah. Very funny. She told me about it. She
word of mouth episode. You.
She word of mouth me, and I took the rec. And, dude, Resident Alien's actually pretty fucking good.
It's pretty funny. That guy, Alan Tudyk, is a real – he's a real outstanding actor, and he's a fucking hilarious.
He's good. That one's good.
All right. Well, that's – there we go. We did a
all right.
We did a pretty solid word of the mouth today. Okay.
Yeah. We're solid, dude. We're the best.
So here we go. We got to hit it. Yeah. That's another Riff City. Make sure you rate. Review.
Subscribe.
Spread the word. You know, if we can grow this fan base, we could start doing some wild shit. We could have a Riff City convention, Riff City Con. You know?
Yeah, Riff City Con.
Riff City Con. Terry will be there.
And leave a review.
We might get some people from the Riff board. We might get Dr. Drugs to show up. We got to build the community. And then we can do some wild stuff. Maybe there'll be a Riff City movie. I don't know. It's up to you guys. The power is in your hands.
Follow Dave Waite on Instagram at Dave Waite Comedy and me on Instagram at Rand Barnacle.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.